47 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, 25th day of August, from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, and Throat studio. Looking for sunshine, James. 83 degrees again today.
The mornings are starting to get cooler and cooler.
A little brisk this morning.
Yeah, it was. It was indeed.
Yes. So the change, I've kind of seen some leaves starting to change a little bit, too.
Don't say that. It's too early for that
part
of it.
Man, I know. Hey, today on the day book, Gene Simmons, musician, Kiss, 76 today. Elvis Costello, singer, songwriter, 71. Director Tim Burton is 67.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus, country singer, 64 today. Rachel Ray, what is she, a chef?
She was a Food Network chef for a long time. And then I think she had a morning show for a little bit too, if I remember it.
Yeah. 57 today. On the date book happened today, 1718, hundreds of French colonists arrived in Louisiana, with some of them settling in present-day New Orleans on this date.
Mm.
Yeah. 1822, William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus. He dies at the age of 85. 1830, Belgium begins a revolt against the Netherlands.
Yeah.
1835, Anne Rutledge said, by some, to be the early true love of Abraham Lincoln, dies in Illinois at the age of 22.
Okay.
Wow. 1875, Captain Matthew Webb became the first to swim across the English Channel, 22 hours.
Wow. Can you imagine?
No.
That'd be awful. Is that even an accomplishment after you're done? You're like, man, I just want to go home, take a nap.
No kidding.
I'm done.
I'm done. 1916, the National Park Service was established within the Department of Interior on this date.
Okay.
So a few things happening. We're 4 months out of Christmas, man.
Yeah.
You believe that? 4 months.
Yeah.
Better start getting your old...
Closer every day. Literally.
Better get your shopping started, right? It's banana split day.
Ooh, I like banana splits.
Yeah. It's instant ramen.
Also love instant ramen.
Yeah. Park Service Founders Day, yes.
Sure.
Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger than ever.
Yeah. And guess what's opening right now nationwide? 1,500 Spirit Halloween stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're into that one.
That's
I don't know what the closest one is to us.
It's become a common joke now, is that whatever building is closing down, there's a Spirit Halloween close behind that is going to take over that area.
Yeah, there's always a space somewhere.
There's always a Spirit Halloween waiting to take the spot.
I don't know where the nearest one would be.
But assume
Billings,
Casper, or Billings. Yeah, Billings, I would assume
Casper, or possibly even further down, Cheyenne, Denver. Probably Denver's got one.
Hey, oh, certainly.
No weekend winner. Powerball.
Oh, so it's gone up.
$750 million.
Interesting.
That's tonight. Get a lottery ticket today. Drawings tonight.
Billings, by the way. It Billings. Is the closest one.
Billings.
Yep.
Okay. For a Spirit.
For Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. Now, have you seen the latest? They get crazed. They've got that skeleton that's like 20 feet
tall. Yeah, I saw a couple people around Sheridan with that.
I know,
a couple houses had it.
Speaking of lottery, South Carolina man won a record $811,000 by purchasing 162 identical tickets for a pick four lottery. He felt confident about the numbers.
Oof.
And spent $339 for August 7th drawing. His win marked the largest payout ever for a single player in a pick four.
That is that's a bad gambling strategy, usually.
That is. Man, he must have been confident.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But guess what? That doesn't sound like it worked out for him.
Want to lose weight? Drink 2 cups of water before eating. Consuming 75 to, you'll probably consume 100 calories less per meal.
Okay.
So researchers said it could be because water fills you up. Really?
That's, I mean,
I
yeah.
I need to study that.
That makes sense.
It does. We're reading less.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I'm trying to keep it up. I'm trying to keep the number
up. We're maintaining.
Yeah.
A new study analyzed responses from 236,000 plus respondents to Americans' time use survey and found only 16% of adults read for pleasure.
Wow. Oh, really?
Wow. You read for pleasure.
I'm one of those 16%.
You're one of the 16%. That's the lowest rate on record and down.
I personally feel like that is going to go up at some point here in the near future. I think people are going to start to... Because we're so, like, there's so many, like, new shows and new movies coming out that it almost feels like a burden to have to go and watch them all the time. And, you know, there's something, well, at least for me, something nice and comforting with being able to sit down and read something for, you know, a couple weeks and then move on to the next thing and so on and so forth.
Okay.
But, could be totally wrong.
Well, you're one of the elite, James.
Well,
reading for pleasure.
I'm not reading, like, you know, medical journals, so I don't know if elite's the right word. But I'm reading.
I don't see you reading medical journals.
No.
But anyway.
Those are the elite, you know.
Yeah. Wedding organizers faced a unique situation when pole dancers began practicing just a few feet away from a ceremony in San Diego. Kaylee Louts.
That's awesome.
Was about to marry her high school sweetheart when an unexpected performance began. The wedding took place at a hotel. The pole dancers were set up on a public walkway close to the water. Mm-hmm. Wedding organizers did ask them to move away, and they said no. Oh, hey, come on.
We reserved the space, just like you did.
So it falls on the hotel.
Yeah. Can't blame anybody else. I reserved this place to pole dance. Sir or ma'am.
Okay. A woman was stopped from boarding a flight out of Beijing. She understood the no liquids policy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to just toss her a bottle of cognac.
That's expensive.
She guzzled it. Oh!
Oh, man.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, man.
Well, that's going to be a fun flight.
And then they hauled her away because she was too drunk.
Yeah. There we go. Good rule of thumb. Bring a water bottle, but dump it out before you go through security.
Oof. I can't even imagine guzzling.
That'd be
cognac.
Awful.
Oof. A university student has made a remarkable find, James, during the first archaeological excavation, his first, unearthing a rare and precious gold artifact dating back to the Bronze Age. A student who was volunteering at a dig discovered what experts have identified as a sun pendant, also known as a bulla. A 3,000-year-old object is a testament to the sophisticated craftsmanship of the period.
Cool.
Hey, first time out. Boom.
Yeah, no kidding.
I bet he'll be going out again.
I was
going
to say.
And again.
Talk about something that will inspire you to keep doing it.
It's like golf.
But here's, it'd be like golf if you have your first par three and you hit a hole in one. And then you're like, oh, I love this game.
You know, you have 17 crummy holes and then you eagle or something, 18th hole, and then you're ready to go buy a new set of clubs.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah. Sounds like this person, they sound like they enjoyed the digging part of it. So, you know what? Fair enough.
All right, things you should know today.
Do you think every time afterwards, though, they're like, man, this is really boring? Because the first time, I found something incredibly valuable.
Now I'm not finding anything. Dimes and nickels.
Yeah.
Things you should know today. The price of an Apple TV subscription is going up, $12.99 a month now from the current $9.99. The annual cost for Apple TV will remain at $100.
Add it to the list.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I heard something the other day that said people now, there's an average, they're spending over $219 mm-hmm. a month on subscription.
I believe that.
I believe that too.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
Because your subscription, it's not even TV only. You know, you got your music subscription if you have Apple Music or Spotify or whatever.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So many subscriptions now. Oh, do you want Adobe? Guess what? $25 a month, more, $30 a month for one subscription.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know.
Here at the station, we have a few Adobe subscriptions.
We're living with that bane, unfortunately.
Yeah, we are living with that. David Ketchum from the old Get Smart TV series has died at the age of 97. He was Agent 13. He was the unlucky agent who always got the bad assignments. I remember that.
I thought 13 was a lucky number. Or no, yeah, just Friday 13. The 13th, right? So it's unlucky. Okay. Lucky number 7.
Cinnabon celebrated its 40th birthday Friday.
I don't think I've ever had Cinnabon.
I have. It's pretty good.
Does it taste like cinnamon rolls?
Yeah.
All right.
Donald McPherson, World War II veteran from Nebraska, believed to be America's last surviving ace pilot because he shot down 5 enemy planes, has died at the age of 103.
Wow. Hero.
Yep. 21% of people have a fear of cleaning their refrigerator.
A fear?
I don't have a fear.
What is that? Okay.
Whatever.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't either.
What do you have a fear of?
You're going to find something really gross.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Leave it in there so it gets more.
I guess I could believe that. If you had one time where you were cleaning it and you had something rotting in there, you're like, I don't want to do that again.
What's the percent of Americans who use a seatbelt every day?
Probably a uncomfortable few.
90%.
Wow, really?
Yeah, on a daily
basis. That's actually a lot more than I thought.
I thought so, too.
Wow.
Would you give up dental care for a 10% raise?
Ooh, that's a good question. No. Preferably no.
Good, because 40% of people would.
Yeah.
Oof.
Preferably no.
Only 10% of us say we are able to wake up without an alarm clock.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
You wake up without alarm clock?
No, with an alarm clock. Yeah. I can't live without it.
Yeah. I know.
Gotta have it.
One of the oldest living organisms on Earth, James. A Great Basin Bristle Cone pine tree named Methuselah continues its silent existence high in the California White Mountains. They have estimated it to be 4,857 years old. The tree germinated around 2833 BC, making it a living witness to the entire span of recorded human history.
Cool.
It was already ancient when the Great Pyramid of Giza was completed.
Jeez. Yeah.
To protect this natural treasure,